Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Welcome back to Weekend Breakfast, Alison Curtis, Today FM with you. And as promised, we've been building up to this for quite some time, Mario Rosenstock. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Alison. I'm so thrilled to be on the big show.
You must be tired now. You've literally been promoting yourself nonstop for ages.
Does it look like that?
No.
Well, thanks a lot.
No, it doesn't.
I've done the late.
That was good.
Patrick Keelty impression went down quite well. I got a good response to that. Which way am I going? Am I being really kind or am I going to be nasty? Who knows? I might giggle along to my own little sentence for a little bit there.
I loved how you're dressed the same. I love that.
That's just middle-aged male dress at this stage. Yeah.
25 years.
Yes.
Like, that's incredible.
Of which you were a part. Big part.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's debatable how much my role
was. When I first came to Today FM, Alison was Willie O'Reilly's PA, his secretary.
Yes, and I was very bad at it.
Yeah, very bad. And then she became a researcher, and then she became our producer, and she played many parts in Gift Grub.
I didn't play that many, did I?
You played Britney Spears.
Yes.
And when Bertie met Britney.
Yes.
And you played the narrator in the Cinderella stories.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
And the Three Little Pigs.
Yes.
And all this sort of stuff. So you were an integral part.
Was I Dolly Parton ever? I feel like I might have been.
You may have been.
Do you know, I always did feel this way, Mario. So like the show was 3 hours at the time and Gift was like became this huge, huge part within it and became part of the identity of the show. And I was like, I can't really help him out with any of this because I'm not that funny. But also I didn't know who anybody was yet in Ireland. It takes a while.
Yeah.
And I said this in Gift Raft, the podcast series, that you guys did provide this huge education for me culturally, what was happening in Ireland and who everybody was by Gift Grub. Because I didn't know who anybody was.
Not only you, but people during the last 25 years have come up to me and went, I knew nothing about politics, but all I know through politics is through Gift Grub. And I'm going, you poor individual. So you think that Bertie is like this, do you? And so, and that was that thing of like people going, oh, you got Bertie elected twice and all this sort of stuff.
And that came up a lot.
It did come up a lot. Now, of course, that's farcical, but I think it probably did in some way contribute to the popularity of Bertie Ahern in some way. Yeah.
So Three Arena, I do remember, is it okay to say that you kind of gave us a little inkling that this might be happening before it was announced and we were just so thrilled for you?
Yeah, you and me and Leah went to dinner together.
And you were very matter of fact, you've like two pieces of news, Alison and Leah.
and the second piece of news was that I was going to play the Three Arena and you guys just went, what? And then you kind of did that pause, you went, great.
Yeah. No, and genuinely.
Yeah, no,
genuinely.
It's fantastic. Yeah, genuinely. It's amazing. I mean, so it's the biggest show of my life. It's the Three Arena. It's a Friday night, March 28th next year. And it celebrates 25 years, a culmination of everything I've been doing. And it'll be a brand new show, putting together old and new material to showcase to the public. I presume we'll have these gigantic 75 foot huge screens where my head will even be bigger than it currently is. And so, yeah, so it's unbelievable.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
And I always say this to you, that when you look at anything that's long, you know, has longevity and long running, there's many, many people behind it, not just two. Like, that's incredible. For you, really, it is two. Let's be honest.
Well, one person that never gets a mention is my wife, actually.
Okay, yes, Blonid.
And I've had to think about this over, you know, many years about how do you actually, because people say, how do you keep it going? How do you keep it going? And all that sort of stuff. And one of the ways you keep it going is that you have somebody beside you who is always there. That always keeps things going when
you're supportive,
and but it always keeps things going when you are just so busy with other stuff, and just keeps you steady as well, you know. And so that's she has nothing to do with the scripting. She has nothing to do with voices. She hardly passes comment on any of my stuff, but yet she's so important to what I do.
And
I've never really got to thank her for that either, you know. My other spouse. Yeah. Is Dempsey, and and it's a very non-sexual relationship, of course. You know, 25 years together, and we've never slept together.
That's incredible. I don't know how you've resisted.
We've flirted a lot, but we've never got to them. Maybe that's what keeps it fresh.
This is a family show, Mario.
Sorry, we've never consummated our relationship. And Ian is of course being beside me all the time during the 25 years. Amazing judge of his audience.
Huge.
He, yeah. When sometimes I might do something, I remember the earliest thing I remember did was I saw an interview with Roy Keane on the Late Late Show. And I remember I just saw Roy Keane doing this little, Pat Kenny went, "So Roy, what does it feel like earning 100 grand a week?" And Roy went, I don't know about that, Pat. So I just did this little, which is a kind of a self-deprecating kind of Irish, don't look at me, I don't want to be too big for my boots kind of thing. And Ian went, the laugh, that little laugh you did, that's that little chuckle.
Yeah.
And I went, just the
but
laugh.
It's so detailed.
But
it's
he just thought there was something in it.
Yeah.
Even the other day that I was doing something and he went, there's a new thing you're doing as Pascal. Mm. He said, and I went, what is it? And he said, when Pascal doesn't want to be interrogated too much about something, you have him going, well, Alison, thank you very much. Well, and people do that when they want to kind of be nice to somebody, but they don't want the other person to continue talking.
Yes,
and
it's a stopping.
And Ian noticed that and he went, I love the well. And it's just small things like that
but
that he knows.
But you know what I mean about this, Mario, is that, like, you know, say The Simpsons, it's always thrown around, but like there's hundreds of people who have been involved in the writing of that to sustain itself. And like, this is incredible to me.
Yeah.
Like it is.
Yeah.
Because I got to witness you working firsthand for the first few years and since then as well. Like, it's just incredible to me.
I don't know what makes me say this, but I went from being an actor who was doing sketches to being a person who did this for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened very quickly. I remember we did a sketch once. Would have been around. We did a sketch once and it went down really well. And Ian went, everybody's just gone mad for it. And then we had a meeting after the show and went, well, so what's tomorrow?
Yeah.
And I went, what?
Again.
I've given everything I have, darling. I am spent. I need a week's sleep and I need grapes and I need wine and I need cigarettes and beef and I need mutton.
25 years.
I need mutton and all that sort of stuff. And he said, no, we have to do it again tomorrow. Yeah. Think of something else. And I had what I regard as a slight, mini little nervous breakdown.
Yeah, of course.
I had to go home for a week.
Do you remember how they came in, the messages then? Was it like, how did we, because I remember the reaction. I just can't remember how they came in.
Well, we were just, it would have been on text at that time because we were the first really in the country to do text messaging into the station. So I remember there was text messaging, but I remember having to go home for a week and basically
regroup
and go, if you want to do this, you're going to have to be ready the whole time. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by ready is ready with ideas, ready with a notebook. So then I got a notebook. This was pre-smartphone.
I remember your notebooks.
Got a notebook and loads of notebooks and I had things written down and the notebooks would arm you with ideas and the notebooks would help you to go to sleep at night.
But the fact that it's
a turnaround. And now I do it all the time.
Yeah, everything, but the fact that it's a turnaround so quick and it's just daily, like it's just remarkable.
And
it
you
is.
Change personality.
Yeah.
So I went from a person who used to think of myself as an observing person into a person who observes all the time.
Yeah.
So every situation I'm in life is a potential sketch.
Yeah.
Like when I'm talking to you about like in a restaurant or whatever, I'm talking about, but some of me is going, what is the way that Allison...
Allison
talked to the waiter there for a second.
You haven't impersonated me, which means that in all the years we've been together, nothing has sparked in you anything.
It's not your voice. It's things that people do.
Yeah.
It's people things that people do that
and you
that
incorporate
register.
Them.
Yeah.
So Three Arena, March 28th, and I'm definitely taking that Saturday off. And then Gift Wrap, the 6-part original series, podcast series. Everybody's talking. Actually, people are stopping me and talking
is
to
good.
Me about that.
That is good.
People are going, oh, are you listening? I'm listening to that. I'm walking the dog.
It's 6 parts. It's a documentary about the making of Gift Grub and the history of Gift Grub and the people that were involved in Gift Grub and the people behind the scenes, and even Charlie Halligan speaks.
Does he?
Our producer on the breakfast show.
Oh
he
my
even
God.
Speaks,
he
and
speaks.
I didn't think he would speak.
And then, of course, the 24-hour radio station as well.
That's hilarious.
But this perfect because people just dip in and out.
You just turn it on for 5 minutes and you get a sketch, and it might be from 2014.
Do you know what I heard? You know, when one of the days the weather was nice and the car's windows were down, I heard a guy telling someone on the phone about the station. He's like, do you know there's a 24-hour Gift Grub station now? I was like, I meant to tell you that. Okay.
The other one was that my son, Dash, right? He went, Dad, that station is actually quite cool. And I went, why?
Thank
and he
you.
Went, he's only 16. And I went, why? And he went, I just heard a sketch there. Ronan Keating goes to Hollywood.
And he'd never heard it.
And he's talking to Louis Walsh. And he's there, Louis, I've seen this movie Starface or something. Yeah, fair play with Cappuccino in it. He's brilliant. And my son thought this was hilarious.
So I want to ask you, this is very quick now because we can go on forever. When people come up and do their impersonations of you to you, like you're fine with that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the easiest ones to do? Like, do you think I could learn anything?
Yeah. You can.
What could I learn?
Well, everybody can do Joan Burton. And I know that Joan Burton...
I saw her. You didn't get back to my message. I saw her in real life the other day.
Yeah, no, no. I saw your message. So all you have to do... So just open your mouth really wide. Now just go, can I just say?
Can I just say?
Okay.
Is that pretty good?
Try...
Don't give me somebody hard.
Try Roy, right? So just just go, ha, ha, ha. You got it.
I feel like my favourite one is, how are you, buddies?
How are you, buddies?
Oh, yeah, I need to draw it
out
a bit more.
You have to sort of act as if you're a little bit tipsy.
How are you, buddies?
How are you? How are you, buddies?
How are you? Yeah, no, actually, I thought I was better at that one. Sorry. Move on, move on.
Okay, okay. Say, do Pascal Dunhu.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much, Mario.
Thank you very much, Mario.
That's not too bad.
Do you know, I have to thank you for the Pascal, because I was on for Ian many moons ago, and you and I were doing the day after Electric Picnic, and he heard it, and he started to follow both of us, and now he's like always going, good show, Alison.
No way. Yes. Pascal Dunhu follows you. I mean, do you know what he said in the Gift Grub tribute there where they roasted me? And he went, well, we all need a laugh in this country at the moment. And I'm going, sorry, aren't you responsible for the fact that we need a laugh? He's congratulating me on 25 years. Well, we all know how terrible things are in this country. We all need a laugh.
Did you have a role in that?
Sorry, did you not have a small role in that?
Okay, give me one more before we go.
Let me see. Oh, Michael D. Higgins. Yeah. What about Michael D? Try and make it squeaky.
Squeaky.
Yes. Okay, yes, indeed.
I have to just embody it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, no. Indeed.
Yes, indeed.
You are wonderful.
You are wonderful, Mario.
That sounds vaguely Moldovan.
Okay, sorry. Let's leave it at that.
Lithuania.
This is the reason why
Lithuanian Michael D. Yes.
Not at the three arena Mario is. Mario Rosenstock, I love you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Alison.
Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Playing the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today.